filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
To demonstrate how easy it is to use eSurance.com, the online auto insurance company, I'm going to log on and get a quote while doing yoga. Just give me a second to get my leg behind my head. Oops. This is radio, right? You can't see me? Cool. Logging on to eSurance, eSurance.com. Here's the coverage I need. Here's my instant quote. I'm buying my policy, and I'm done. Whew. It's supremely easy to get comparison quotes on eSurance.com. They show you other companies' prices, so you know you're getting a great deal. Now that's peace of mind. And there's 24/7 phone support if you ever have any questions, like how to remove your leg from behind your head. This hurts, but not as much as paying too much for car insurance. Log on to eSurance.com today, because insurance should be as easy as quote by print. Instantly at eSurance.com. Okay, can somebody get me out of this human pretzel now?
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions, tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like you, Mary. I like you a lot. I want to ask you a question straight out, flat out. I want you to give me the honest answer. What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Well, Lloyd, that's difficult to say, and we really don't...
Hit me with it! Just give it to me straight! I came a long way just to see you, Mary. Just, least you can do is level with me. What are my chances?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah! I read you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, and they will be here at 3 o'clock live for you. And they will have plenty of prizes to give away to you, Don and Mike, at 3 o'clock. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this Wednesday afternoon. And it is the best of Don and Mike until 3 o'clock, so let's jump right back into it. The segment involves Cinco de Mayo and Bart's job, and Mr. Fordy makes an appearance, too. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
All right, we're here on Negro de Mayo with Mr. Fordy.
Ninja.
Yeah. Ninja de Mayo. There's Mr. Fordy and Grady and Mike, who's enjoying himself as well.
Yeah.
And Buzz, is your microphone on?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 buttons, wow. And I want to make just a real fast personal phone call. It means nothing to anybody in the world except me.
Hmm. Who are you calling?
My son.
Ah, very good.
And he called the 19-year-old, soon-to-be freshman sophomore. He'll be a sophomore.
That mm-hmm. means a lot to me. I haven't seen Bart since the Super Bowl.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, now listen to this. Immense pressure put on this boy by myself and by mommy.
Really?
I mean,
To get the summer job thing?
Put the screws to him. He's been back less than 1 week, and that's my guy. Yeah.
Did he deliver the goods?
Yeah, he got a job.
Way
really?
To go, Bart.
Got a job.
Congratulations. You got that summer job sewn up, huh?
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. How many
He's
hours?
He's not excited about it.
I don't know.
But now, why are you not excited?
What? Yes, I'm excited.
But you're not excited because it means you have to go to work?
No,
I said how many hours?
How many hours? And I said I don't know.
Oh, I got you. Didn't you already kind of tell me? It was like,
well,
maybe
I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going
to
say.
All right. Well, it's very close to full time.
Wow.
Very
really.
Yeah.
So excellent.
I'm very proud of it.
I just wanted to say, I'm happy I could help you.
No problem.
Can you imagine that?
At O'Mara.
Can you imagine that?
Mater D.
Hey, what up, Bart?
Hey, how you doing, 40?
Yo, I got my man here. He's going to whoop you.
I'm still waiting.
That's Madden. What's up with that? What's up with that matchup?
I'm still waiting.
I got a list to play people in Madden. Bart, since you've been home for the last couple of days, keeps saying, when are we going to play Madden? When we can play Madden. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about, the video game, right?
Yeah, right. The video game, the John Madden video game. What was I telling you that I could do the other day, Bart, and you were laughing at me?
You don't know how to work the franchise mode. You can make your stadium, but beyond that, you don't know what to do with your team.
Yeah, however, I do believe I can now be competitive with you in Madden. I now understand the nuances of Playmaker.
Congratulations.
I know that's something like a retard knows when he gets the John Madden thing, but I just figured it out like 3 weeks ago.
And this is the brand new one?
This is the one that came out like a year ago.
Y'all can't see my man.
So, Grady?
I am the Don Corleone of John Madden.
What is the team that you play? What's your regular team?
I like to match up with my opponent so that the team's even, but if I got to choose first, I run with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, current Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Current.
No, I definitely run with the Falcons, Atlanta.
I bet you do run with the Falcons.
Right, that's because of Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Right. I do it old school. I play with the 75 Los Angeles Rams. Mike?
I'm kidding. That was such a joke.
I know you're kidding that you really didn't yawn. I know you didn't. Listen, the point of this is the boy got a job. This is one thing I can stop bitching about on the radio every day.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Go out there. Get it done.
All right.
See you at 9 o'clock tomorrow, Bart.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love you, buddy.
You said 8:45. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, you're... Really, you're like my boss's son, family. Okay, 8:45 is a little too early. You get there at 9 o'clock.
Can you imagine? And Mike was nice enough to say, but could you imagine that? Is it the tension between Mike and I? The first day that Bart screws something up at Mike's restaurant, and then Mike has to like fire him or something.
Is he going to get to sit around like the dudes on the Sopranos?
Well, that's what I thought.
Site?
He'd be back some donuts in a lawn chair.
Exactly what happens like? If he pulls up early?
He'd be out. Then my head comes up.
And then you invite Bart to a baseball game.
Wow.
All right, bud. I love you. I'll see you later.
All right. Love you, too.
All right. I'll see you. Bye-bye. That's my boy. I'm goddamn proud of him.
Cool.
Way to go. I know, you know, it might not sound like much to get a job, but for being such a smart, bright, everything on the ball kid, really, up until recently, God damn, what a lazy load he was. Really?
And you're proud of him getting it. I was either hearing a news story or reading an article that it's a very tough
job market.
Summer job markets are because people are not hiring kids coming back from school.
And he's had jobs in other summers before, but they've all been like when he was in high school and stuff. And last summer, we kind of let him slide because it was his last summer with his friends.
Right.
Wanted to do everything. Well, now it's like, you know, come on, pal. You know, and no credit card, no gas card. Well, way to go. I'm proud of you, Bart. So, Grady... Did you mention during the break, we're talking about kids, is your wife having a baby today?
No, not today. She's due tomorrow, going to labor at any time.
Mm. And how is she doing right now? When's the last time you talked to her, Grady?
Just before we came out, I stopped in, you know, checked up on her, make sure she aight.
How many, did you have, is this your first or your second?
Fourth. This is my fourth.
Is this your fourth kid?
Hey. Fourth kid, yeah, fourth kid. All right.
Fourth kid, and what happens if she called like now and said it's happening? Hold on, dude. You can't use the S word, Grady.
Oh, Grady.
I picked it up. Don't worry.
He doesn't want that to happen.
My fault. You scared me, babe. I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I hit the button. I said, what would happen if... She, and he said, OS.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
No.
So what...
Oh, man.
No,
I'm sitting there having a little cocktail career on the line.
So what happens if she... Now, without the profanity, what would happen if she was to call now? Are you okay? I mean, would we have to pour you into a cab and send you over to the...
I I think that would be the
hospital.
Well, after a couple of 40 drives, fast enough for me to get there in about 20-30 minutes.
You mean he tells the cab driver?
She'd be there with my mom.
He tells the cab driver to do that.
Yeah. I got my mom on backup. Mom on backup while I'm out here.
Excellent. Oh, really? Okay. And do you guys know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
It's going to be my third girl.
Third girl?
I had a boy the first time, and I've been striking out ever.
There you go. That's good. That's good for that unborn child.
Now, girls are great.
Let that girl hear that through mommy's tummy. The daddy really wants another boy.
I'm 1-for-4 with 1 home run, bro.
And listen, Mr. 40, all you're doing is eating. You're not commenting.
I'm done.
But now energy will surge through his body.
The carbohydrates will kick in, uh-huh. And he will be lively.
How would a yardbird?
So how will your wife get a hold of you if the baby happens today, right now?
Call me on the phone.
Call you on the phone.
Got a cell phone right
now. All right. Well, then we'll move on, and you let us know, because this is exciting. This is baby watch.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling about this.
I'd love to talk to her.
Maybe something would happen today. Hey, how about that? You want your wife?
That.
How about you? Come on.
Can we talk to her? You think, Granny?
Yeah.
All right. Write down the phone number.
All right.
Because they came out to your house that one day we had the party.
Oh, they came out for the Super Bowl. I love having these guys out of their house.
Well, you know, everything changes. Things change.
And in what
way?
How
is it? It's not the same woman?
No.
No, it's not the same woman.
Like right after the Super Bowl.
Well, that's all right.
I didn't know that.
He tried to say it in a real cool way.
He did say it in a really cool way.
He did.
Everything changes. You're supposed to say, yes, they do.
Oh, sorry.
It's not the same woman? Why, Grady?
You rogue.
I'm sorry, Grady.
You so-and-so.
You're the one that brought the Irish whiskey for me. Sorry about it. You what?
Yeah, hold on a second. You think she'll have a problem being on the air?
No.
All right.
The Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Tell her don't curse.
Be great.
0202?
Is she Ninja.
Ninja de Mayo.
Is she likely to swear?
No.
No, she's probably not.
Now, if we call and she's going,
oh, yeah, she's a lady.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Her water's breaking. Her water's breaking right now, Grady. When you're on the show.
Freestyling.
Yes, I am. I'm freestyling.
That's freestyling.
I'm freestyling. Oh.
And the baby's coming down, but the man is not around. She's a lady.
Made it sound like you was in New Zealand or something.
You better get there.
I might have to call it to the end.
Be daddy, don't you walk so fast. You're on the Donna Mike Show, and I'm coming out of mommy. Daddy, don't you walk so fast. All right, calling Tamika now. Let's see if she picks up the phone. Grady's current woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your lifetime woman?
Yeah, we're going to get married next year.
Excellent.
I'm
very excited about it.
Lay your money down on that one. He sounds very excited about
this
it.
This is great.
And she's not picking up the phone. Hello? Tamika?
It's something, man.
To enter a telephone number where you can be reached.
No.
All right.
No need.
No Tamika. Oh, but look who's calling. Next best thing. It's Bob Mailman.
Oh.
Hey, Bobby.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Bro? Why you say my name on the air again, man?
I didn't say your name. I said Bobby Mailman.
You said the last name, too.
When did I say the last name?
Just did.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, I didn't mean it.
Anyway, can I talk ninja to my boys right quick?
Go ahead.
What up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Ford? How you doing?
Hey, nah, chilling.
No, I still got your album, man. You're supposed to blow up, but...
Right. I got another one coming, though.
Did you ever get that truck we was talking about?
Nah. I got a little 300M right now. You know what I'm saying? I got that for the wife. I'm about to come with some old nasty.
Well, I'm representing for us, man. I blew up. Got the 04 XL Denali.
Let me just break in for a moment to explain. I speak...
DVD player.
I speak ninja. What Robert is asking is, how's your family's?
Right.
Then he's asking,
how's the album?
Yeah, and then, what are you driving?
Right.
And now they're talking about their automobiles, and Robert is bragging that he has...
The XL Denali.
The big car.
Oh, right.
With the 23-inch rim.
You got a 23? Okay.
4 TVs, camera, video camera, everything, brother.
That's nice. Be easy, though, because I'm coming with the Deuce Quattros real soon. Trust me.
Oh, man, my boy about to bust a Hummer, too, so he about to blow up even bigger, man. Talking about putting a 23-inch. In the back.
Yeah, but that's real.
Who doesn't understand a word these fellows are saying?
I'm so confused.
The H2 real tight on the inside, man. I'm going to go ahead and come with something old nasty. You'll see.
Have you seen those new Chryslers?
How about those cars? Yeah, I miss the K car.
Excuse me, Don. Hey, 40. You know, Don's really a brother because he got the escalator in the back with everything in it.
Oh, you know they got Escalade and Denali sitting downstairs side by side looking vicious.
They're trying to act like they're trying to sound like they ain't brothers.
That's right, my ninja.
When they leave here, they put on velour sweatsuits.
Yeah, that's true.
We do have them side-by-side.
Tango
hats. All right, Bobby Mailman, happy Ninja de Mayo to you.
Thank you, and happy Ninja de Mayo to you and the show. Buzz?
Yes.
I'm glad you're feeling better, because I was going to come in today and do the news if you weren't feeling better.
I appreciate that, Robert, and you make the best lasagna on the planet.
Oh, your wife liked it?
Oh, we all loved it. It's great.
That was really chitlins.
Oh, man.
I'm in. Bye, Bobby.
Later, fellas.
All right, Rob, holla.
Here goes B.A. Bob Mailman.
Bob Mailman.
Bob B.M., excuse me. I used the real name there, B.A. Bob Mailman. Let me get to I try to find stuff to talk about that I think you'll hear before you hear, like, on Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one. I'm going to go right to, hold on. Is Grady on the phone with his wife?
Working on it, I think. Hold on. I think he's talking to her right now. He's talking to her.
Are you talking to your wife?
Yeah. I had to let her know. I let her know that was me calling from the phone.
So now she'll answer?
Yeah, she's...
Oh, all right. Hold on. Here we
all right. Very excellent.
This is Tamika?
Mm-hmm. Tamika.
Mother-to-be. Wonderful.
Due date tomorrow.
The miracle of birth. Part one. The miracle of birth.
I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea to give her a call. Hello, Tamika. Hello.
This is Milburn Drysdale, Tamika.
This is Scott Shannon from New York's hot rock and flame-throwing Z100.
Tamika, this is Milburn Drysdale. We'd love to have you come down to the Beverly Hills Savings and Loan.
Now, what, you were just talking to her. You're killing me with this.
That's the wrong
that
number.
That's not.
Oh, uh-oh. Is there something we don't?
You called Dr. Hibbert.
And hillbillies like to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
Did you see on Sunday when he drove his Mercedes into Bart's bicycle?
No.
That's great.
Did he laugh?
No. Tamika. Tamika, it's Donna Mike. We're on the air. How are you?
Hi, Tamika.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, baby. Now, you are due to give birth, like, within the next day, right?
Yes.
Ooh. Congratulations, Tamika. How are you feeling?
Like a big turkey.
You are ripe with child.
Yes.
You are ripe with child, absolutely. If I was going into the supermarket and I was feeling the cantaloupes and stuff, I'm mm-hmm. sure I would feel you are ripe, ripe with child.
Do you feel like it could happen any moment?
Any moment.
Uh-oh.
More so like a watermelon, not a cantaloupe.
What would your reaction be if it happened now while your guy is down here?
I would be relieved. I really don't need him. She's not going to wait for him, so...
That's a marvelous attitude to have, Tamika, because he's in no shape to help you right now.
Right, exactly.
Tamika, I have to tell you something, darling. And Grady, please, let me speak to her for a second.
Okay.
How long have you known this young man?
About over a year.
Okay, and you're carrying his demon seed, and you're going to have a beautiful baby together.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, when he and his brother were at my house for the Super Bowl...
Mm-hmm.
There was another woman there, and I liked her fine, but I'm sure I'll like you fine. Here's the thing. He's a rogue. You understand what I'm saying? Have you,
yes.
ma'am, Tamika, have you seen the black film Ladies Man?
Yeah.
I believe...
Cavassier, that is the drink.
I believe that Grady is living that life. And that what you want to do right now is make him give you a date that he's going to marry you.
And, you know, Tamika, no better place to have that done than live on a radio show because the pressure is absolutely at its highest.
Because he just said something like, yeah, I'm going to marry her like in the next year or so.
I'll take care of it. All right.
No.
Right. And then, you know what? And here I am thinking, you know, with no offense to Tamika, who sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the nice lady that was at my house for the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Now she's dead to me. Because she has to be dead to me because I honor you and I'm loyal to you and to your women.
And Tamika, we're not going to make this difficult for you at all because we're going to ask Grady ourselves. So Grady, would you like to set a date right now? Would you give us a date where, you know, you can make a reasonable
amount
of time.
It's May 5th, 2004.
Well, how about announcing a date as to when Tamika will be Mrs. Grady Smoke.
I mean, it was a few Super Bowls ago. Remember, she said more.
No, no, it was two Super Bowls ago because it was when the Patriots beat the Rams on the last minute kick.
Right.
It was a great, great.
See, well, she knows exactly who you're talking about. She knows who you're talking about.
Year. Mm-hmm.
She knows exactly who you're talking about.
All right, okay. All right, well, then now that we've gotten that out of the way.
You know, man, as far as the date goes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, no, I don't.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Speak.
Please.
I married a lady on any date she spit out, man.
How about that, Tamika?
Now, are you freestyling or do you mean that? Are you throwing down or do you actually mean that?
Wow. Man, I'm throwing down, getting down on a come up, brother.
Tamika, pick a date then. If he's serious, he's on national radio or coast to coast, regionally, nationally syndicated.
Right.
There's millions of people listening right now.
You know.
What date do you want, honey?
August 3rd.
August 3rd. As they go.
August 3rd. What day of the week is that, Tamika?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not looking at a calendar. It just sounds like a good date.
August 3rd.
Okay. August 3rd.
What if it's a Monday?
The Saturday closest.
The Saturday closest.
The Saturday
right.
closest to August 3rd.
Trace de Augusto.
Would that be August 1st if the 3rd's a Monday?
If the 3rd's a Monday, yeah.
August. Yes. So it's the August 1st.
Trace de Augusto, just like 47.
What year is this?
2004.
Odd four. It's a Tuesday.
So this summer. This summer.
End of the summer.
And Grady, you're okay with that?
Listen, you got to mean what you're saying.
You
say
really
what you mean.
I mean what I say. I say what I mean.
So August 3rd?
We're going to be at the beach. August 3rd. Oh, we are going to be at the beach. We're going to be at the beach,
right? Great place for a wedding.
That's a great place to get married.
Get married on the beach. Yeah, Buzz. I'm not kidding. Buzz and Marcia got married on the beach.
That's probably.
You should see the photos of Buzz with his puka shells.
Sandy Point don't
count. Hippie clothes. Yeah.
Sandy Point.
Well, even if you're at the beach, you get in the car and go to Atlantic City. You know, go someplace romantic like Atlantic City.
Of course, you don't want to rush into anything.
I ain't rushing.
Mike,
I ain't rushing.
That's your experience, and that's the Jamesons talking.
I really don't want to rush into anything.
Well, Tamika, I believe that we're all happy that August 3rd is the date.
Is it the first or the third?
One of those.
What's the Saturday? Let's get the Saturday.
You see how on top of that I am? The 3rd is a Monday, we said, right?
Yeah.
No,
okay, I'm on top.
The 3rd is Tuesday, so that means...
Let's go to Saturday after the 3rd.
You know what? It's going to have to be moved to June then. Probably.
The day we go to the beach. Are we going to the beach,
June,
baby?
The end of July.
July 31.
July 31.
Saturday.
Yeah, and then you can have a nice time at the beach.
July 31.
We
with your family.
Celebrate.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's about what we was looking at. Yeah,
July 31st, Tamika.
That'll be nice.
And Grady. There you go.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, this is a special day.
Hey, y'all got to come now.
Let's give these newlyweds a nice round of applause.
Hey, y'all got to come now. Y'all done set it up.
What was that date?
Yeah.
They're on to you.
We would we would show up for your wedding.
Okay.
Mike, I know you don't want to. I would.
Mike, you could just come to the party, Mike.
No, actually, that's the weekend after I come back from Boston. I'll be available. I'd love to.
Okay. And Buzz?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Rob?
The whole show should show up.
Wow.
If Rob showed up at a black wedding, Rob would burst into fire as soon as he walked in the door of the church.
I don't know why, but this jacket, this sport coat I'm wearing is feeling suddenly very hot. Oh, no, my head's exploded. Oh, Carrie, put me out. I'm at a black wedding. Put me out, please.
Conflagration.
Baby, these are my white uncles. They real cool. These are my white uncles, baby. They real cool. Real cool.
All right, Tamika, congratulations. You're going to be an honest woman on August 3rd, and good luck with that baby.
Hey, God bless you. I hope the baby's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, baby, make me a Hot Pocket. I'll be home later on.
Okay.
All right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Ron and Fez. Weeknights at 7 on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
The deal just got better at Battlefield Ford. Right now you can take $7,000 off the sticker price of every new F-Series pickup and Explorer. That's the deal at Battlefield Ford in Manassas.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money in 2005, then come to Kay Jennings Springfield Toyota for their New Year's sale. It's where you can get the best prices on all Toyota trucks and SUVs and get up to 0% APR or up to $1,750 cash back. Here's what you'll get during Springfield Toyota's huge huge truck and SUV blowout. Get up to $4,500 off MSRP on 05 Highlanders. Get up to $5,000 off MSRP on 05 4Runners. Get up to $5,500 off MSRP on 05 Sequoias. And up to a whopping $6,000 off MSRP on 05 Tundras. You'll keep your resolution to save money in 2005 when you buy any truck or SUV at K. Jennings Springfield Toyota between now and the end of January. Get 0% APR on trucks and SUVs, but only until the end of the month at Springfield Toyota. APR and approved credit on select models. Visit K. Jennings Springfield Toyota at SpringfieldToyota.com or call 1-800-TOYOTA-4. That's 1-800-TOYOTA-4 or SpringfieldToyota.com.
Right now, until February 28th, when you come into H&R Block and have your taxes done, you can play the Double Your Refund Instant Win Game. Double your what? You heard me. The Double Your Refund Instant Win Game. It's this scratch-off game card where you just might double the amount of your federal refund, up to $10,000. Imagine that. $10,000, and you get a shot at it just for getting your taxes done at H&R Block. You gotta like the sound of that. Plus, you can win all sorts of other really great stuff. Cash prizes, tax preparation, and H&R Block music CD. There are thousands and thousands of winners, but the game ends February 28th, so get in here and play. The Double Your Refund Instant Win Game. Come into H&R Block today and get every advantage you deserve. Visit HRBlock.com or call 1-800-HR-BLOCK for the office nearest you. No purchase necessary to enter or win sweepstakes. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. See office or visit HRBlock.com for complete rules and details on how to obtain a free game card.
During a recent AAA survey, Curry's Auto Service received the highest ratings ever recorded in the D.C. area. No surprise. Unless you have a mechanic in the family, it's hard to find someone you can trust more than Curry's. Believe it. The rep at Curry's is so good, many dealers bring their cars to Curry's when they can't fix them. Curry's is the place to take your Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, or other European car, as well as your import, domestic,